RNZ Pacific News, kia ora koutou, ko Susanna Lei Ātaua tēnei. Further rain and strong winds are forecast for the Cook Islands, with sea surges a threat too. Piles of debris, flooding and strong winds have slammed parts of Rarotonga's coast, inundating low-lying areas. Cook Islands Meteorological Service Director Aronga Ngāri says the weather system located about 500 kilometres southwest of the main island could be in force for the next few days.
There will be a bit of flooding due to the rainfall we had in the last 24 to 36 hours. People have reacted in ensuring that safety is of utmost.
A New Zealand Navy helicopter will fly engineers to remote parts of Tonga to repair communications equipment. A volcanic eruption more than a week ago has badly damaged infrastructure. The kingdom's main submarine communications cable is damaged and a repair is likely to be weeks away. The commanding officer of the HMNZS Aotearoa, Simon Griffiths, says the helicopter is on board the HMNZS Wellington.
Over the next 48 hours, we're anticipating her potentially using her helicopter to transfer Digicel, the local cell phone company, some of their technicians to remote locations in the north of Tonga to repair some damaged transmitter stations, which we hope will help enhance communications with outer islands.
Simon Griffiths says the aircraft will also conduct further surveillance flights while it's there, with reports of extensive damage to more remote islands to the north. A New Zealand naval ship has provided hundreds of thousands of litres of water and is busy desalinating more to help volcano and tsunami-ravaged Tonga. All of the HMNZS Aotearoa's cargo has been unloaded and the 72-hour quarantine period ends this afternoon. Aotearoa's commanding officer, Captain Simon Griffiths, says some of the water will be bottled and shipped to the outer islands, which have been worst affected. Mental health support will be another need in the coming weeks and months to help the recovery in Tonga. The Pacifica Medical Association team is preparing to be deployed to Tonga and will offer psychological aid to address high levels of anxiety. The association's chief executive, Debbie Sorensen, says anxiety is a cause for concern.
We're hearing it from our families in Tonga. We're hearing it from officials. It has been absolutely terrifying for people. And there are high levels of anxiety in the community around, you know, will the volcano go again? Are we going to be okay? What do we do, you know, over the next 12 months to feed our families?
She says they can offer remote support if COVID protocols restrict them from working inside Tonga. A high chief in New Caledonia has been charged over the unrest in 2020 on Māori, which led to the evacuation of more than 130 residents to Noumea. Henri Dukakis, Neseline and five other people are accused of masterminding a violent campaign following the disputed appointment of a new Protestant pastor. They were arrested last week after ignoring several summons, but after 3 days of questioning, they have been conditionally set free as investigations continue. They're not allowed to carry arms, are banned to communicate with each other, and must regularly report to police. In November 2020, dozens of people joined the violence, stole belongings, burnt down homes and set cars on fire. Many residents fled, which led the New Caledonian government to charter two planes to evacuate 138 people to Noumea, where they have remained. Six people in Samoa have been arrested for driving under the influence despite repeated warnings by the government of a nationwide lockdown. Acting Police Commissioner Aopa'au Longoitino Filippo has commended those who adhered to the government's call after fears of COVID-19 in the community, but he says a handful of people defied the state of emergency orders. He says it's the drunk drivers that caused grave concerns. Aopa'au also says police have encountered some businesses claiming their activities are essential when they are not. More than 200 police have been working 12-hour shifts to enforce the lockdown. Schools in Fiji are set to reopen this week, and the government says it's confident the COVID-19 protocols will protect thousands of students across the country. Children aged 5 to 12 have been at home since April last year, while Year 12 and 13 students returned to classes in November. Health Minister Dr. Ifereimi Wongai-Nabete says the coronavirus is now endemic to Fiji and community transmission will lead to the same in schools.
There are very strict processes within school, including the fact that they are fever tested, which we don't do normally at home, the fact that they are distanced to an extent. Obviously, there are challenges in some schools, but they're working in that regard, and the use of masks. They probably have better public health safe measures in some of the schools than we would normally do in the community.
Fiji's health ministry says as of January 19th, close to 41,000 children aged 12 to 17 are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. French Polynesia will join the relief effort for Tonga, with the government saying it will open a collection point for donated goods in Papeete tomorrow. It says in an appeal to the Pacific Islands Forum, Tonga had asked for water, storage tanks and tarpaulins. It says the collection in Tahiti will also be for clothes, sanitary products and non-perishable food. The government says the ship Tahiti Nui is scheduled to sail with the supplies to Nuku'alofa on Friday. The head of Germany's navy has resigned over controversial comments he made over Ukraine. K. Achim Schunbach says the idea Russia wants to invade Ukraine is nonsense. He added that all President Vladimir Putin wants is respect. A number of countries have supplied Ukraine with weapons, including the US, but Germany has refused Ukraine's request for ammunition. A Dutch tourist has been detained in Poland for giving the Nazi salute at the former Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp. A 29-year-old woman made the gesture in front of the infamous gate, which says, "Work sets you free." She was later charged with engaging in Nazi propaganda and has been issued a fine. The woman says the act was a bad joke and she had been posing for a photo taken by her husband at the time. Nazi Germany built the camp after occupying Poland at the start of World War II in 1939. Protesters in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, have burned and looted the headquarters of the president's political party as the government denies a military coup is taking place. Gunfire has been ringing out from several army camps in the West African country as soldiers demand more government support for their fight against Islamist militants. They have also been calling for both the army and intelligence chiefs to resign. The government has urged calm, denying speculation on social media that the army has seized power or detained President Roch Kabore. In sport, Nathan Crumpton is set to become the first American Samoan to compete for American Samoa at both the Summer and Winter Olympics. Crumpton is 26th on the men's skeleton ranking, which is good enough to qualify for the Winter Games in Beijing next month. He will be the first territory representative at the winter event since 1994, when a bobsleigh team competed. Crumpton also participated at Tokyo 2020 in the men's 100 metres. And the Crusaders have moved their Super Rugby Pacific pre-season game against the Hurricanes from Blenheim to Christchurch. Crusaders Chief Executive Colin Mansbridge says that's due to the cost of delivering the fixture at a regional venue and New Zealand's move to the red traffic light setting. It will still be held on February the 11th, but will be behind closed doors. That's the news and some sport on RNZ Pacific. And you can read and hear more of our stories online at rnzi.com.au.